Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" Surely one of man's oldest and enduring questions, this: what is truth? We ask ourselves, we ask our friends and family, we are asked in conversations, we ask God. "What is truth?" Pilate asked him. Pilate, searching for some concrete, empirical evidence, some hard facts from the God-man standing, living before him. What is truth? We hear asked by this man, feeling this conflict between his own will, informed by his own self-preservation, and God's will, perhaps foreseeing the dishonorable demise of this man called the King of the Jews. What is truth? The truth is, this dishonorable death is the most divine act. The King of the Jews, the anointed one of God's people, the one who will lead God's people to God, the one who is our salvation from sin, the one who shows us the way to holy life, the one who gives us the way to the kingdom of God, the one who is the Son of God, the one who is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, the one who is God's self, is lynched by the mob, tortured in public, crucified with two known criminals, his body affixed to the death device designed to draw out death. And the truth is seen where the most holy thing we can only begin to imagine meets the most disreputable, degraded, disgraceful death. What is truth? The truth is, there is no Christ without the cross. We may want to look away. We perhaps don't want to see such agony and pain and suffering and blood. We get uncomfortable, we squirm, we writhe, we shiver, we don't even talk about death. We don't want to see ourselves, perhaps, the worst of humanity, this most full rejection of the most radical love. What is truth? The truth is, this is the most divine act, the most revelatory moment of God's very nature. God showing us who God is. Love so divine, so excelling, sacred and wounded, kingly and mocked, from his head, his hands, his feet, such sorrow and love flow mingled down. Where love and sorrow meet, where thorns compose so rich a crown, to borrow from and paraphrase a few of our most famous hymns. What is truth? The truth is, this is the most divine act. And yet we wonder, God, are you working through this? And how? This is precisely what God desires. Us to seek where God is, in the highest of places and the lowest and lowliest of places. Us to seek God's glory throughout all time. Us to seek God's relationship with humanity and all of creation. Us to seek our story in God's story. And we see our stories, our lives, when we look at the cross and see Jesus and see God. What is truth? The truth is the cross is where we begin to encounter truth. The theologian Jürgen Moltmann says the crucified God brings us in confrontation with the truth. It is not positive and constructive, but it is the first instance critical and destructive. It does not bring man into a better harmony with himself and his environment, but into contradiction with himself and his environment. God on the cross forces us to see our environment, our society, our humanity, our very selves. God on the cross forces us to see God with us, amongst us, in our sufferings, and not just the suffering itself, but the pain and disgrace of rejection. What is truth? The truth is God is with us in our sufferings. Not just that suffering or the discomfort, but the actual rejection, the marginalizations, the oppressions, the alienations, the forgettings. The suffering, that pain itself isn't so disgraceful so much as it is the disgrace that leads to that. And that is where we see and find and meet God. And God is with us in this, God knowing this so fully, as Jesus cries from the cross, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me? The opening words of Psalm 22, the words of a carpenter on a cross, a woodworker nailed to the wood. Our teacher showing us how to live the fullness of life and yet confined to the cruciform tree. The abandonment felt so fully experienced by this man, this prophet, this teacher, our king, our great high priest, our Lord. The truth is, God is with us in our sufferings, as we see on the cross. The sufferings, the abandonments felt like by our LGBTQ siblings, especially our trans siblings and neighbors, as our society actively moves to disenfranchise them. The abandonment felt perhaps by the alien in our land, the stranger in our midst, the very person God so directly tells God's people to mind, not to forget, actively, in fact, to love. As God says in Exodus, you shall not wrong or oppress a resident alien, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. The abandonment perhaps felt by the orphaned child, forgotten by the world, left to suffer or die, as political principalities seek their own personal gain and power over any other in front of them. The abandonment perhaps felt by the lonely widow, left to fade away, seen as no longer valuable to a society that feeds off a person's monetary value. This abandonment felt by God, God's self. God, come to us and with us and amongst us, precisely that we may live no longer according to our own devices, but to live in God. To show us that just as God is high and powerful and almighty, God is also at the depths of all of creation, in the depths of our hearts, even in the depths of our despair. What is truth? The truth is God is with us in the depths of our human nature that we perhaps believe are too low for the divine, the all-holy one. But God is with us as we see in the sufferings of the cross, just as God always has been, and God always is, and God always will be. Just as we have seen attested to in the scriptures, witnessed throughout history, experienced in the prophecies, the truth is God is with us. If we but look up from the depths of our humanity and see God on the cross. What is truth? The truth is, as Jesus says, for this he was born, and for this he came into the world, to testify to the truth.